Hello, everybody. This is Paul Wing, and I've come to tell you the story of Long Name No Can Say. Long Name No Can Say was a little Chinese boy who lived in China a long, long time ago. Long Name No Can Say was not really his name. It was just what some people called him for short. I know Long Name No Can Say sounds pretty long to be called for short, but not when you know his real name. Because at the time he lived, there was an old Chinese custom for a mother who loved her child very much to name him with the longest name she could think of. And Long Name No Can Say's mother loved him more than very much. She loved him very, very, very much. So she gave him a three-mouthful name. She named him Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci. Of course, if you say that very fast, it doesn't seem so long. Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci. Now that's no longer than George Worthington Witherspoon Saltonstall Hammersmith. But this was in the northern part of China, and they talked very slowly there. Now, even though a Chinese boy's name was very long, none of his friends had a right to call him anything shorter, the way we do when we say Dick for Richard or Betty for Elizabeth. So no one ever called Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci anything but that. No one except his enemies, that is, or people who didn't know him at all. And they called him Long Name No Can Say, because they couldn't remember his real name. So since we don't know him at all, that's what we'll call him, too. Long Name No Can Say. Long Name No Can Say had six sisters who were older than he was, and a brother who was younger than he was. And his older sisters' names were Humph, Lumph, Mumph, Bump, Dump, and Gump. And his younger brother's name was just Yen. You can see from their short names that their mother didn't love them nearly so much as she loved Long Name No Can Say. The reason she didn't love them so much was that when her first daughter, Humph, was born, she wanted it to be a boy baby. So when she saw Humph, she was disappointed. And so was her husband. When he saw Humph, he just said, Humph. And that was how Humph got her name. And when Lumph was born, her mother was even more disappointed. And so was her husband. He just said, Lumph. And that was how Lumph got her name. And it was the same with Mumph, Bump, and Dump. And by the time Gump was born, her mother and father were very, 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 very disappointed. Well, then their first son was born, and they were so happy that his mother sat up for 3 whole days and 3 nights thinking up a name for him. You see, she loved him so much that she wanted him to have the longest name in the whole village. And finally, she thought of Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci, and that was what she named him. Then a year later, when his younger brother Yen was born, she loved Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci so much that she hardly even noticed his brother Yen at all, and neither did her husband. And they just named him Yen. Well, by the time Long Name No Can Say was 7 years old, his mother loved him so very much that he was very spoiled and very vain and very fat. He was very spoiled because whenever any of his sisters had anything he wanted, or when his brother had anything he wanted, his mother made them give it to him right away. And he was very vain because every time he smiled, his mother would say, Isn't Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci cute? And his father would laugh and make a hissing sound through his teeth like this. And every time Long Name No Can Say broke one of his sister's dolls or one of his brother's toys, his mother would say, Isn't Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci full of mischief? And his father would say, But if Humph, Lumph, Mumph, Bump, Dump, or Gump broke one of his toys, or Yen either, their mother would put them right to bed and say, Aren't they naughty? And their father would say,
Very, very bad children.
And Long Name No Can Say's mother kept 3 musicians in the house all the time to make music every time anyone spoke his name. Whenever he was spoken to, it sounded like this.
Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Lembo Uma Muchi Gama Gama Gucci.
So naturally, Long Name No Can Say thought he must be a pretty perfect boy. He would look in his mirror every morning and say,
Pretty perfect boy, very, very handsome too.
I don't think you'd have liked him. He was very fat, too, because his mother gave him anything he wanted to eat anytime he wanted to eat it. At breakfast time, she gave him 4 breakfasts, and at lunchtime, she gave him 8 lunches, and at dinner time, she gave him 12 dinners. Why, on his 7th birthday, instead of giving him 1 birthday cake with 7 candles, his mother gave him 7 birthday cakes with 1 candle apiece, and he ate them all, and the candles too. Long Name No Kansei's mother never thought of feeding his brother Yen at all, or his sisters either. And if they had not been very clever children, they certainly would have starved to death. They very nearly did, as it was, when Long Name No Kansei was very young. But the older Long Name No Kansei got, the fatter he got. And the fatter he got, the harder it was for him to see over his own stomach. So while he sat at breakfast or lunch or dinner, his brother and his sisters would snatch all the food they needed from his plate, and Long Name No Kansei would never know the difference. As he got fatter and fatter, it got harder and harder for him to walk, too. When he was a little baby, he used to creep around quite fast, like this. And when he was 2 years old, he could toddle like everything. But by the time he was 4, he had begun to get so fat that his toddle had turned into a waddle. And when he was 7, his waddle was just halfway between a stagger and a galump. Well, anyway, when Long Name No Kansei was 7 years old, he decided one day that he would take a walk and let all the people in the village see how wonderful he was. So he put on his fanciest new bright blue mandarin coat and his newest red silken slippers. And he greased his pigtail until it was so shiny it hurt your eyes to look at it. And he started out. As Long Name No Kansei passed the neighbors' houses, the neighbors all came out to look at him. Of course, he didn't want them to miss anything, and there was a great deal of him for them to see. So he walked very slowly to give them all a chance to admire everything about him. And as he passed each house, he would try to puff out his chest, but he only succeeded in bulging out his stomach. And he would try to wave sedately to everyone he saw, but he only succeeded in flapping one of his pudgy hands like a penguin flapping a flipper. Each neighbor, as he passed, said, "Good morning, Nicky Nicky Tembo, no so limbo, umamuchi, gamma gamma gucci." And the 3 musicians who always followed wherever he went made music every time anyone spoke his name. Now the day when Long Name No Kansei went for his walk was a very hot summer day. So he hadn't gone very far before the perspiration began to run down his face. And when it got to his chins, he was so fat he had 3 of them. When it got to his chins, the water rolled over them like 3 waterfalls and splashed down onto his bright blue mandarin coat until it was dripping wet, too. And he left a stream of water behind him. He was a very funny sight to see. The neighbors really wanted to laugh when they saw him, but they liked his mother and father. So they pretended to think Long Name No Kansei was very handsome. And one after another, they said, "Good morning, Nicky Nicky Tembo, no so limbo, umamuchi, gamma gamma gucci." As soon as he had passed by, though, one neighbor would turn to another and laugh. And the other neighbor would say, "Fat boy, very, very funny. She all wet, all the same right ground let." But Long Name No Kansei didn't hear them. So he strutted more proudly than ever and bulged out his stomach until he looked like a pouter pigeon pouting in the wrong place. When he got to the edge of the village, he was so hot and so wet and so thirsty that he just had to have a drink of water. So he waddled over to the village well. The village well stood at the foot of Lingpai Lichi Mountain, which towered over the little houses of the villagers. Now, this was a very fine well, and a very deep one, with very cold water that was simply wonderful to drink. And the well had sloping sides, so it got narrower and narrower as it went down into the earth. As Long Name No Can Say lowered the bucket into the well, he looked down and saw his face reflected in the still water far below the ground. His reflection was just as fat as his face, but he thought it looked wonderful. And he spoke to it. He said,
"Very, very pretty fellow. Nicky, Nicky, Tembo, no so limbo, Uma, Moochie, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci."
Of course, the three musicians played as he spoke his name. And as his lips moved, the fat lips of his reflection moved, too. And the echo in the well made it seem to talk back to him.
"Very, very pretty fellow. Nicky, Nicky, Tembo, no so limbo, Uma, Moochie, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci."
He was quite pleased with himself. But his face looked so nice to him down in the well that he leaned over the rim to see his whole head and shoulders. Then he was so pleased that he leaned still farther to see down to his waist, or to the place where his waist would have been if he hadn't been so fat. Then he leaned still farther to see even more of himself and his wonderful bright blue mandarin coat. And then, whoops! He fell straight down into the well. When he felt himself falling head first, he was sure he would be drowned. But the top of the well was wide, so as he fell, he turned over and over. And then as the walls of the well got narrower and narrower, he stopped turning over and finally came to rest feet downward near the bottom as his fat body was squeezed by the four walls of the well. His feet were dangling down into the water, and it felt cold as ice, and it was very dark way down there. Well, Long Name No Can Say was so cold and so scared that he began to shiver all over. And his chins and his fat stomach began to quiver like a dish of gelatin dessert. And the more he shivered and quivered, the tighter he was wedged between the walls of the deep, dark well. Up at the top, the three musicians were leaning over the rim of the well, just to be there in case anyone spoke his name. When they saw what had happened, they became so excited they sounded like this. Poor Long Name No Can Say shouted up to them,
"Help! Help! Stop noise and help! Come very quick! Chop! Chop!"
So the musicians stopped, and one of them said,
"What can do, please, exalted sir?"
And Long Name No Can Say said,
"Get me out of well! Chop! Chop!"
He meant do it quickly, but the musician said,
"No can do, please. Can play music, but no can get exalted body out of well."
So Long Name No Can Say yelled up to the musicians and told them to call someone to help them. The head musician looked all around, and a little way off he saw two Chinese farmers tending their rice fields. He went to get them. They were so close by that it ought to have taken him only a few moments to bring them to the well. But the farmers would not come with the musician until he told them who had fallen down the well. Well, he tried to tell them. He said,
"Young master, Nicky, Nicky, Tembo, no so limbo, Uma, Moochie, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci. He is body down well, please. You come quick, yes?"
But the farmers couldn't understand that long name, and they wouldn't come until they did understand it. One farmer said,
"Come again, please. What is name?"
And the head musician told him the name all over again. It took quite a time to do it. And all the while this was going on, poor Long Name No Can Say was wriggling and struggling to get himself out of the well. The more he struggled, the more he perspired. The more he perspired, the slipperier he got. And the slipperier he got, the farther down into the well he slipped, and the more tightly he became wedged between its narrowing walls. So every time the head musician took time to pronounce his very long name, poor Long Name No Can Say slid an inch farther down into the well. And every time he wriggled and struggled trying to free himself, he perspired another quart of water. So as he kept getting lower and lower, the water kept getting higher and higher. At last, when the water was almost up to his shoulders, the head musician came back. He called down the well.
"Farmers no savvy who down well."
He meant he couldn't make the farmers understand who was down the well.
"Him no savvy, him no come,"
said the head musician. Since the farmers couldn't understand the name of the person down the well, they wouldn't come to help.
"What shall do now, please?"
the head musician asked. And Long Name No Can Say said,
"Go to village, all three of you. Get many peoples to come. Chop, chop."
And as the three musicians trotted off toward the village, the fat boy struggled again, and another quart of perspiration trickled off him down into the well. The three musicians trotted up to the first person they saw in the village. It was the village shoemaker. They They told him the boy was in the well and asked him to come and get him out. But the shoemaker only said,
"Who in well? What is name, please?"
So the head musician said,
"Nicky, Nicky, Dembo, no so lembo, Uma, Muchi, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci, in well, please."
And every time the long name was repeated, back in the well, poor long name No Can Say was struggling and perspiring and getting stuck harder than ever. And the water was getting higher and higher in the well. The shoemaker listened attentively as the head musician pronounced the name. Then he said,
"This most unfortunate, please. Me, No Can Help. Can make shoes, but No Can Help get out of well. Nicky, Nicky, Dembo, no so lembo, Uma, Muchi, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci."
Just then the village baker came along and asked what the trouble was. So the head musician told him, and it took a lot more time to make the village baker understand. Then he said,
"This very bad misfortune, please. Me, No Can Help. Can bake very nice rice cakes, but No Can get out of well. Nicky, Nicky, Dembo, no so lembo, Uma, Muchi, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci. Very sorry, please."
And it was just the same with the village candlemaker and the village tailor and the village butcher and the village carpenter and the village rope maker and the village water carrier. And, of course, the head musician had to repeat that long, long name to each of them so each would understand who was in the well. And each of them had to repeat it after the head musician so he would understand who it was that they couldn't help get out of the well. The three musicians were getting terribly worried. They were afraid that long name No Can Say would drown. And then they would lose their jobs of making music every time anyone said, "Nicky, Nicky, Tembo, no so rembo, Uma, Muchi, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci." They were getting most awfully worried when along came the sisters of long name No Can Say, Humph, Lumph, Mumph, Bumph, Dump, and Gump, and his slim brother, Yen. The head musician told them all about the accident and how no one could help their fat brother. And Humph, the eldest sister, said,
"This is much exalted nonsense. All can help."
And she told the village water carrier to go to the well and draw water out of it with his bucket, so the water couldn't get any deeper and drown her brother, if he wasn't drowned already. She told the village candlemaker to take many lighted candles to the well and place them around the rim, so it wouldn't be dark down below where her fat brother was. She told the rope maker to fetch his longest, strongest rope to the well. And everybody else, she said, could come along and pull. So they all trotted off to the well. And when they got there, the village rope maker tied one end of his longest, strongest rope to a tree, and the other end he dropped down the well. And the slim brother, Yen, slid down the rope and struck long name No Can Say with a bump. And long name No Can Say said,
"Ouch, please."
So they knew he hadn't yet drowned. And Yen, the slim brother, bounced three times on his fat brother's head. And if you ask me, I don't believe he even tried to stop bouncing. I think he enjoyed it. But anyway, Yen tied the rope maker's rope under his fat brother's arms. And then Yen climbed nimbly up the rope and out of the well. And everybody at the top of the well began to pull. Well, they pulled, and they tugged. They strained, and they grunted.
Please.
But long name No Can Say stayed right where he was. With all their pulling and tugging and straining and grunting, they couldn't budge him an inch. He was so fat and so tightly wedged in the well that he just wouldn't move. And he called up to them.
"Ouch, please. This not doing something. This only hurting when pulling."
Of course, they didn't want to hurt him, so they all stopped pulling. And Humph, the eldest sister, said there was only one thing to do. And the others all looked at her and said,
"What is? Thank you, please."
And Humph said that Nicky, Nicky, Tembo, No So Rembo, Uma, Muchi, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci would just have to go on a diet so he would get slim enough to climb out of the well by himself. So the village baker baked him just one rice cake a day for 87 days. And everybody else went back to his work in the village. And every day, long name No Can Say got a little bit slimmer. And while this was going on, his mother, who loved him very, very, very much, even if he was at the bottom of the village well, came to see him every day. And every day she dropped her tape measure down the well to him, and he measured himself for a new mandarin coat. And every day she made him a new mandarin coat. each one a little smaller than the one she had made him the day before, and each one a little more brightly colored, so he would be sure to have a mandarin coat that would fit him when he got out of the well. And all the time she was sewing, she was thinking, and every time she thought his name, the three musicians would play it. And this is what she thought. If Nicky Nicky Tembo, No So Rembo, Uma Muchi, Gamma Gamma Gucci hadn't had such a long name, it wouldn't have taken the head musician so long to explain it to the farmers, and the shoemaker, and the baker, and the candlemaker, and the tailor, and the butcher, and the carpenter, and the rope maker. It wouldn't have taken so long to explain who was in the well. And if it hadn't taken so long to explain who was in the well, Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gamma Gamma Gucci wouldn't have got himself wedged in so tightly. All this she was thinking as she made the 87 bright new mandarin coats. And on the 87th day, her fat son, who was now as slim as his slender brother Yen, climbed up the rope, out of the well, all by himself. Just as his mother was finishing the last, smallest, brightest mandarin coat of all. It had all of the 86 colors of the 86 mandarin coat she had made before it, and one new color all its own. And as her son jumped from the rim of the well to the ground, she put the wonderful mandarin coat on him, and he looked pretty fine, she thought. And she thought this: if a mother loves her son very, very, very much, she shouldn't give him a long name like Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Lembo Uma Muchi Gamma Gamma Gucci, which is sure to get him stuck in a well because it takes so long to say it. Instead, she should give him a very short name like Nicky that you can say very quickly. And ever after, everybody called him Nicky. And that is why Chinese boys today have such pretty short names like Li and Wu and Po and the other names you see on Chinese laundries. And that is the story of Nicky Nicky Tembo No So Rembo Uma Muchi Gamma Gamma Gucci.